This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I want to give a welcome aboard and thank you for your trust to a new affiliate, WEZS, 1350 AM, Laconia, New Hampshire. Again, a new affiliate here, WEZS, 1350 AM, Laconia, New Hampshire, equals 92 affiliates across the United States of America. Thank you for your trust, and thank you for your listenership, America, because without you, and 53 countries, mind you, without you, we could not do what we do. And you understand as well as I do, people are getting sick and tired of the rhetorical talk, the circular reasoning, where the dog chases its tail, and it just never finds any conclusions, does it? Nope, it's all by design. And guess who's bringing that to you, folks? Today's modern-day conservative, yesterday's liberals, yes, indeed, and the professed church who remain silent when they should speak out, which makes them cowards of men, and cowards they are. Going on, folks, got much to cover, and we're going to take it line upon line, precept upon precept, as to what's going on in the United States of America today. I wanted to first highlight on sonsoflibertymedia.com, if you don't mind, Sharia-complicit FBI takes on Islamophobia. Doesn't anybody think it's a little odd that the FBI is defending Islam due to the fact that we were inundated by the state-controlled media, CIA-controlled, bought and paid for media, and their lying narrative that we were under attack by Muslims? And it was Muslims and jihadists that actually dropped the two towers in New York. Doesn't anybody think it's a little odd? Now the FBI is protecting the Muslims. Well, you need to understand that it's an ideology, that they are using any group that they can as a political battering ram to upend the Constitution to make way for a new order. And it's at work today. And you need to understand that it's at work today. Just today, I noticed that I seen on a news feed in Florida, a Muslim was actually trying to get another student expelled because that individual wouldn't wear a hijab. And what I'm going to do my best to do, hopefully at the end of this hour or at the end of the next hour, is I'm going to get to the point about what's going on in public schools as well and how they're teaching the Muslim indoctrination in public schools in the United States of America. It's been going on in the colleges for some time now in this country. But now why are they using the Muslims? Like I said, America, on the heels of the homosexuals who are used firstly, now it's the Muslims. Remember homophobia? Now there's Islamophobia. Remember homophobic? Now there's Islamophobic. And isn't it interesting that they're using the same exact system that the homosexuals used, folks, and we're seeing it stick its ugly head out today. But why, again, is the FBI taking on Islamophobia? Why is it attempting to prosecute anybody that speaks out against those that took down our towers, we're told. Well, you just got to put two and two together and think about it. I just seen earlier, I want you to listen to this carefully. It's a quote from a guy named Adolf Hitler. For a lot of those young people listening right now to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, I kid you negative. And I'm not speaking down or condemning you for not knowing, but you do have the same books that I do. So you should take some time to understand your history, because if you don't look to your history, you are not going to know what your future holds for you. Do you know Adolf Hitler? You know that bad guy that was trying to establish a Third Reich, a New World Order, with the help of Prescott Bush, George Bush Sr.'s dad, and George W. Bush's grandpa? They were illegally funding Hitler's war. He was indicted back in the 1920s. Do your homework. You'll find Prescott Bush indicted. Prescott Bush for illegally funding Hitler's war. And do your best to just forget about the 405,399 men from America that went over to snuff out none other than Adolf Hitler in the Third Reich. Well, the Bushes were actually financing in an attempt to establish a new world order, and we know that today because George Bush Sr., from the presidential bully pulpit, said that he wanted a new world order over 202 times. We played that several times. But listen to what Adolf Hitler said, so you can understand the dangerous games that are being played today. "The only religion I respect is Islam," said Adolf Hitler. "The only religion I respect is Islam. The only prophet I admire is the prophet Muhammad." Did you hear what I said? This all coming to your to you from yours truly, Mr. Adolf Hitler. Really, Bradley? Yeah. Did you know Adolf Hitler was aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood, which is infiltrating America today, which was founded in Egypt in 1928 by Hassan Al-Abana, a 22-year-old Muslim who admired Adolf Hitler's hatred of the Jews and persistently wrote to Hitler to express his admiration for Hitler and his desire for collaboration with Hitler's Nazi party. When Hitler rose to power with his party, his Nazis supported Al-Abana, a school teacher, for what reason? To grow the Muslim Brotherhood into ally in the Middle East. By 1938, the membership of Muslim Brotherhood topped over 200,000. And during World War II, members of the Muslim Brotherhood spied for Hitler's Nazis in the Middle East and fought for Hitler as Nazis' troops in two specially formed Muslim Waffen-SS Handscar's division. Handscar is German for scimitar, and the curved saber used by the Muslim troops of the Ottoman Empire. So if you want to know why the FBI is being complicit in defending Islamophobia, you need to understand they're using it to shut down anybody and everybody. Like I said, the first thing they did is they used the homosexuals, the sodomite communities, and the American people rolled over in the face of what they are doing. They used them as a political battering ram, the homosexuals firstly. You hear very little of the homosexuals today, right? They don't need them anymore. Okay. See, and when the American people turned the other cheek and looked the other way and accepted what God condemned, guess what? You just made way for judgments to commence on a faster pace. Just like back in 1973 when the older generation rolled over in the face of government in this country sanctioning the murder of the innocent. Oh, and P.S., did you know that the two signs of those things that are tolerated by the American people or any other country, the two signs before judgment falls heavily to doom of a nation, friends, is homosexuality and abortion. And you have them both. Now you have the FBI, which is corrupt from the very top to the very bottom, now defending those that allegedly dropped the two towers on September 11, 2001. But the good news is, friends, is everybody's being entertained today with football. We'll be right back.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. but we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity is sure is good to know. This is a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Franklin Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Painting the picture as to what's going on in your country today. Sharia complicit FBI takes on Islamophobia. Protecting the Muslims from we the people as they encourage and advocate and aid and abet those that mean to destroy this country. Why is that, America? Look to history. It's easy to find. What they're doing is the unthinkable, and if you look to history, you'll see that's what dictators do. And that's exactly, friends, what Adolf Hitler did to a T. Sharia complicit FBI takes on Islamophobia, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I mean, this is crazy. You know, over the last couple days, I live in the state of Minnesota, and I'm saying Minnesota on purpose. Call people from out of state. Oh, you have the NFL playing there this year for the Super Bowl, don't you? Yeah, so what? In California. Oh, you guys are having the Super Bowl in Minnesota. People that you wouldn't even expect going through a line. Oh, you going to watch the football game, the Super Bowl? No, we have better things to do with our time, thank you. We're losing our country. Too many men and women fought blood and died to give us what we have to turn and look the other way. And as I'm highlighting what's going on in your country today with Sharia complicit FBI taking on Islamophobia, in other words, prosecuting those that speak out against Muslims that mean to not assimilate but to conquer, they mean to defend them against you in your country. But, you know, the good thing is you got football. I mean, that's going to deliver you in the time of need, isn't it? The Lord even said that in the book of Jeremiah. Look to your idols. Have them deliver you. Hey, folks, Football, beer, filled up the horizon of their minds to keep them in control was not difficult. You hear what I said? Football and beer filled up the horizon of their minds to keep them in control was not difficult at all. Matter of fact, speaking of the Muslims and football, it's interesting to note that your enemies from the Middle East have been quoted as saying it's time to attack America because their gods are now sports. Yep. That's exactly right. Your enemies are laughing at you every step of the way. Here, let me take it another step, just highlighting some of the things that are going on in your country right now, friends. The unthinkable, once again. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Republicans pushing national biometric ID bill. Hey, folks. No matter what Donald says, today's conservative, yesterday's liberals. Hey, I want to tell you something. Just remind yourselves, friends, concerning Donald Trump. He's accepted everything that every administration has handed us thus far. In other words, no matter what Donald does, his followers, I mean, you want to talk about a cultic following, man. He's got it. No, the guy can't do any wrong. And he can't do any wrong to those that are blind, of course. He can do whatever he wants because they'll just blindly follow right along and end up in the ditch. And that's exactly where they're ending up. I want you to listen to this carefully. Republicans pushing national biometric ID bill. The two major parties in Washington, D.C., and by the way, just again to reiterate the point, we only have one constitution. We are a constitutional republic. But here again, people are referencing a two-party system, which is unconstitutional. It says the two major parties in Washington, D.C. have been playing good cop, bad cop with the American people for decades, and the charade is still working. A charade it is, friends. The vast majority of voters seem totally oblivious to the fact that both parties are little more than puppets for the man behind the curtain. And after all, it is said and done, both parties are destroying constitutional government and liberty in America. Folks, let me remind you, they are actors on both sides. They merely approach their duplicity from different directions. Both parties are taking the country down the same slippery slope to serfdom. But don't tell anybody that. Don't tell anybody that supports Donald Trump. You don't want to rain on their parade. Yeah, we want to rain on their parade. See, how the game is played is Democrats are the out front bad guys on domestic social issues such as abortion and homosexuality and gun control. Yet, unfortunately, these are about the only issues conservative Christians pay much attention to. So to them, Democrats are big, bad sinners and Republicans are spotless saints. But what Christians and most conservatives never seem to notice is that when it comes to the advancement of the warfare state and the promotion of the police state, Republicans are far and away the baddest of the land. Of course, because they're both playing off each other. See, this is why John Adams said the division of parties in our country, and by the way, there's over 100 affiliations, party affiliations in this government, believe it or not, as if to suggest that anybody has the right to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in their own ungodly image. Absolutely false. It's illegal. But the game's being played. The game is being played. I want to repeat that. What Christians and most conservatives never seem to notice is that when it comes to the advancement of warfare and the promotion of the police state, Republicans are far away and away the baddest of the bad. So depending on what the man behind the curtain wants to push at the time, namely special interest groups, he know he has both parties in his pocket to do his biddings. When pushing a pro-murder the innocent in the womb, read Proverbs 6:17, and a pro-sodomite, which is an abomination, which the American people at large have basically stood down on, read Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, and Romans 1:24. Again, that's three of the 27 references concerning God and the abomination called sodomy. But again, when pushing a pro-abortion, pro-sodomy, and pro-gun control agenda is on tap, the game is rigged for Democrats. And when pushing a perpetual war, a police state agenda, well, that's on tap. The game is rigged for Republicans. And no matter who wins, the man behind the curtain is always able to successfully push one part of his agenda or his other. And so now that Republicans are in power, or so you're told, in Washington, D.C., perpetual war and the police state is on tap. And again, most conservatives and professed Christians don't even notice. Why? Because they don't even know what the Word of God says. They don't even know what the Constitution says. They like to label themselves. They just want to be a part of the club, the do-gooders, you know, the people that are right. But for those who are interested in preserving whatever is left of America's individual liberty, they need to be aware that the Republicans in D.C. are in the process of pushing a bill through Congress, and Donald Trump would sign it in a heartbeat. He is a globalist, friends. For those that did not know, he is a total globalist. Donald Trump would sign it in a heartbeat, and that creates a biometric national ID card for America's, for the Americans, forgive me. Now, when we line that up with Scripture, we knew for, and we know, and have known for thousands of years that this is in the works. People just didn't know how they were going to do it. Well, it seems that we have some of the technology to actually implement some of the things that the Republicans want to push on the American people. Revelations 13, 16 through 17, it says, "And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. And that no man might buy or sell, except he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name." Hey, folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com, it's the Republicans pushing the national biometric ID bill. So while you have been put asleep because your favorite player, you know, the guy in the White House right now that has your favorite jersey on, no matter what he says, he's right. You are abs, folks. Let me say this. Look up the word narcissism. When you listen to the guy, he doesn't even constitutionally know what he's talking about. And yet, because he's a likable guy and he's got cool kids, he must be right. No, he's a part of the game. And you're going to have to figure that out. But America, it's like that of any other dictatorship. People are warned, and they're warned, and they're warned, and they're warned, and they're warned. And then all of a sudden, the hammer falls. And then they look around. First, they blame God. And then secondly, they look around and say, "Why didn't anybody tell me that this was coming?" I've been doing this, folks, for 17 years. And by the way, prevention is better than cure. I'm telling you to deal with corruption in D.C. First, start in the church where corruption lies in the pulpits. But before that, let it fall to your own lot before a just and a holy God. Acts 20, verse 21. Acts 2, 38. Matthew 3, 2 is the message, and it hasn't changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and so is his spirit, and his spirit is not straightened. So therefore, listen carefully. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, friends, if you want to check us out online, please do sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. And you can also jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. And Twitter is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 again, double E, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And folks, if you want to, do take time, educate yourself. I got some really cool videos, hundreds of them, literally. We have James Gillette that does all of our editing for us. He did The Shark Is Still Working on, I believe it was the 30th anniversary of Jaws Reunion. So the quality of who's doing our videos is very important because the narration, lining up with the storytelling through images, again, it's very important, especially for those that learn through imagery. But again, we're showing you and bringing about the answers concerning the issues of the day. Rather than magnifying the crime against the law, we're magnifying the law against the crime. Which brings me to a point, folks. I mean, there's no threatening behind the law to establish judgment by incurring consequence of the law broken. Well, then it's no government at all. And by the way, you're seeing much of that today, but you are seeing arbitrary government and you are seeing a tyrannical government attempting to prosecute and to not only prosecute, I'm sorry, but also to bring backwards judgment by using the law, against the righteous in this country. And I think we need to wake up to that. Aside of that, it's Bradley Dean YouTube, Bradley Dean on my YouTube page, Bradley Dean YouTube. And as if you'd like to call in, please stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, friends, you have us ranked as number one out of 89 radio stations right now on Genesis Communication Networks, and we totally appreciate that. Again, they are a people that understand that the conservatives are the ones helping them, the modern-day conservative, mind you, yesterday's liberals, that are helping paint you into a corner. Well, you can't blame them for what you allow them to do to you. So therefore, we see that there's a lot of people out there in this country and in 53 countries as well that are sick and tired of being sick and tired of no resolve. The resolve is the Word of God. It's found there. Isaiah 51:4, and it goes on and on and on. Isaiah 26:9, on and on. Psalm 97, Psalm 89, Jeremiah 9:24, just the character of God fronts. And its very throne, its very habitation of his throne is righteousness and judgment. And it tells us in the book of Amos chapter 5 that let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of our enemies. Hello. We need to enforce the law because, America, you are the law. Wherever you're at in the 53 countries that we're broadcast into, you are the law under God. You are called to be free under God, not a slave. So without further ado, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And what we need to do is we need to get back to the books, friends, those that have been tried and true like the Word of God, who's not failed mankind in any sense of the word ever. God is not a man that he should lie, right? Well, let's get back to this. I want to highlight a couple more things, and then I'm going to jump on to my next topic. But I want you to listen to this, again, because it was none other than Adolf Hitler that said it. The only religion I respect is Islam. The only prophet I admire is the prophet Muhammad. Let me say that one more time. This is what Adolf Hitler said. The only religion I respect is Islam. The only prophet I admire is the prophet Muhammad. Keep in mind, as I shared with you earlier, that Adolf Hitler used the Muslims to do his killing for him. They were a part of the SS. Okay? I want to take it to the present because I've already highlighted, you know, Barack Hussein Obama called for a new world order. We played that audio. Not Barack Hussein Obama, but George Bush Sr. called for a new world order after September 11th. There was few that had the spiritual fortitude to actually awaken the American people to the fact that George Bush Jr., George W. Bush, might use September 11th to implement a new world order. Well, I've shared with you in the past, and I want to share it with you again today. Folks, nobody's attacked you more than your own government since September 11th. What your government has done since September 11th, no foreign enemy could have dreamed of doing what they have done. I want to bring a quote forth by former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, who mysteriously died up in the mountains. He was a part of the Inner Services Intelligence. I want you to listen carefully as to what he said. Former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook of Inner Services Intelligence is on record stating, "The truth is there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. And any informed intelligent officer knows this. But there is propaganda and a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil only in order to drive out TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism. The country behind this is the United States of America." Shortly thereafter, he died mysteriously. Again, do your homework. Former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook of Inner Services Intelligence is on record stating what I just stated. This is all coming from his mouth. Terrorism, defined in Oxford's English Dictionary, is government by intimidation. And it's exactly what we're seeing today. I mean, do you remember just under Barack Hussein Obama alone? Well, no, let's go back to George W. Bush first. Look at all the bureaucracies that were created right after September 11th. And now when you go, like, for example, the TSA, Homeland Security, isn't it interesting how they're being stacked, the oversight of those bureaucracies, how they're being stacked with Muslim Brotherhood operatives in the United States of America? I mean, are you putting two and two together? I mean, did anybody pay attention to the fact that President Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal sodomite himself, he released 15 Guantanamo Bay detainees? Did anybody pay attention to the 65 to 68,000 illegals that crossed over into America illegally that were in our prisons, many of them felons, released back out into the streets of America to endanger you and your families? Folks, do you remember just a couple weeks ago I spent much of my time alerting you to the fact that it's your representatives that are doing this? Namely, alluring illegals into the United States of America? It's not a foreign enemy doing that, America. It's your self-proclaimed representatives that are doing this. I did an article. I did several radio shows on the fact that, by the way, isn't it interesting how your speech is being censored? Anybody that speaks out against the lying state-controlled media, they want to ostracize you. Isaiah 5:20, read it when you get a moment. But I did a show, several shows, on felons masquerading as mayors in the United States of America. They're called sanctuary cities that are alluring illegals into the United States of America on your dime, protecting them concerning their crimes against we the people. And I also shared with you, friends, federal code concerning the fact that every single representative that allures these illegals through the border into America and the crimes that they commit, the representative is by law responsible for the crime that the illegal committed because he's an accomplice. I don't see foreigners doing this to America. I see those that are foreign to the Word of God and foreign to the Constitution that call themselves representatives that are attempting to protect and aid and abet those that mean to destroy your country. Here, I have a quote for you from none other than this lunatic out in New York, Andrew Cuomo, or Cuomo. He said, as a New Yorker, he said, I'm a Muslim. He said, I am gay. He said, I am black. He said, I am a woman seeking to control her body. He said, we are one in New York. Do you not understand that it's your representatives in America that are doing the things that are being done to destroy your country today? Do you not realize that it's coming from our own quarter within? And what comes to my aid right now is none other than Abraham Lincoln when he rightly said it. It doesn't, folks, Satan misquotes scriptures too, but I would take it to Abraham Lincoln and say that he blurted the truth out in his confusion when he said that if we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. And where I stand on firm ground with everything that I am saying, even now, friends, you know what I love about being what I am under God as his kid in Jesus' name? What I like is I'm right. And I know I'm right. And I could care less what anybody thinks because, friends, when you look at the last 17 years of this radio program, it's absolutely amazing to me how we have been ahead of the game prophetically every step of the way. You know, even looking at today's headlines, and you call it arrogance all you want. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I'm sure of it because of the sure word of God that is established and it is settled forever in heaven, O Lord. It's not going anywhere. Upon this rock will I build my church, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the revelation given unto it. Put it in context, Catholics. He built his church upon the revelation that we have in the New Testament and the Old Testament. But when you read Leviticus 26:15, you'll understand exactly why I know what I'm telling you is exactly right on. And if you shall despise my statutes, or my soul abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my commandments, I will also, in my covenant, he said, I will also do this unto you. I will appoint over you terror in judgments. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I did an article called on WorldNet Daily, Are We as Asleep as the Germans of the 1930s? And during the break, I stay tuned into where I'm going or being led. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, ye, these are sons of God. And as I hope that the Lord will bring all things to remembrance concerning what's going on here, it's interesting that Karl Dönitz, a German admiral and would-be Führer, after Adolf Hitler, said politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. Do you want to learn from history yet, America? Politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. The hour started out with Sharia complicit FBI and how they're taking on Islamophobia. In other words, prosecuting anybody that would speak out against the Muslims being here in America. Aiding and abetting. Read Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution of the United States of America. It's called treason, America. And then I began to show you the Republicans pushing national biometric ID bill. Look at all the things that have been brought down on you, America, since September 11th. And then I highlighted the fact that, friends, we've been told by intelligence agencies that this is all created. By former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook of Inner Services Intelligence. And then when we go back and put our feet upon the rock, we can see in Jeremiah 11:9 that there's a conspiracy found among us. But friends, the conspirators have not hid the things that they have been doing. It's right in front of our faces. And then what I did is I began to show you that president after president after president after president has been pushing the same direction for a new world order. And it's interesting, are we as asleep as the Germans of the 30s? When I go down and look at, well, there's about 119 comments. One of them says, yes, a majority of Americans are asleep. When we all think about freedom and life, we should all be passionate about it. Anyone who should make a stand for both and oppose oppression, no one will come to America to aid us in civil actions. It's up to us Americans to fight against evil. It is. Of course it is. Of course it is. Another guy said, it's clear to see that over the last four administrations, America's government is emulating many similarities. Hey, friends, I want to tell you what I'm sharing with you right now is not foreign across the land. People are very well aware of the fact. Matter of fact, in California right now, they have some groups that are going around beginning to awaken the people in that state as to what is really going on and warning their people about the representatives advocating the aiding and abetting of those that mean to destroy your country. In other words, going now back to again saying that I know what I'm telling you is true. When you go to Leviticus 26, verse 15, this is what it says. I'm sorry, let me go up to 14. If you will not listen unto me, the Lord said, and will not do all these commandments, and if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that you, listener, will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I will also do this unto you. The very first thing the Lord said in judgment upon a nation, is I will appoint over you terror. He also said in verse 16, and 17, and I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies, and they that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth. Read Proverbs 28 as well. That was Leviticus 26, 14, 15, 16, and 17. And that's just the beginning of judgments pronounced on a disobedient people. So when I begin to highlight and notice the things that I notice, because the Lord said he would anoint your eyes to see and open your ears that you might have ears to hear, ears of the learned, right? It's pretty simple to see what's transpiring here. Because I also highlighted the fact that, friends, that again, it's the Republicans, the good guys, that are pushing the national biometric ID bill. This is news today. And you know why they're doing it now? Because America, you're all caught up into your football games. You're all caught up into your stinking, worthless idols. A bunch of full-grown men in their tights fighting over a pig ball. And look at your country. Shame on you, America. Shame on you, America. A bunch of full-grown men fighting over a pig ball with tights on that don't stand for the national anthem, mind you. A bunch of communists that play the race card only to help tear down your system, aiding and abetting the enemy. Inadvertently to them, ignoramuses. And that's exactly what they are. Being paid millions of dollars while you're being entertained out of your freedoms. Can't blame anybody else for that, can we? No, we can't. And no matter what I say to you, America, you're going to turn on the conservative of the day to go ahead and put you back to sleep, right? Telling you that there's peace, peace when there is no peace. But for some reason, when Rush says it, it's okay. When Sean says it, it's okay. Or how about this one? We get caught up on all the bad politicians and we're not taught to lawfully deal with them. We're not taught that the Constitution tells us through Article 2, Section 4, that you have an obligation to remove them, friends. Not somebody else. Not someone else will do the job. Nope. You have a responsibility to lawfully deal with them. And you know what you don't see in your government today, America? You don't see a one. Did you know that throughout the tenure of none other than Barack Hussein Obama, did you know that there was not one? Listen to me carefully. There was not one representative in any capacity calling or drawing up articles of impeachment against Barack Hussein Obama. Not one. Not a one. How much trouble are you in? There you have it right there. Football and beer filled up the horizons of their minds. To keep them in control was not difficult. And what's being pushed while we're being entertained out of our freedoms, tain, derived from entertain, means to stop from entering in? Well, the Republicans are pushing a national biometric ID bill. And now we're beginning to see compromise to the administration. Again, another failed promise about the wall and the compromise. Now they're talking about a lottery concerning the illegals that want to be here, namely through DACA, little by little, incrementally. And as if to suggest, folks, did you know that Paul Ryan, who gave everything to Barack Hussein Obama back in December of 2015, December 16th, isn't it interesting to know, or was that December 2016, December 15th? It's interesting to know that he gave Barack everything he wanted. And, you know, he's also one that said, you know, we can't be funding this wall. No, we just can't do it. Has anybody taken the time to see Paul Ryan's home with that big wall around it? It reminds me of a brand new picture that circulated in articles yesterday concerning the representatives that say, if the wall's put up, I'll tear it down, namely Bobby Kennedy's son, Joe Kennedy. And it's interesting, when you look at a picture of his house, guess what? He's got a big wall around his house protecting him against we the people. Hey, folks, you're doing it to yourself. Numbers 32:23. Your sin is finding you out, period. And I am humored because, folks, now is the time to stand up for your freedoms. And I am humored that the American people, namely the conservatives of the day, are so caught up. Oh, by the way, through Operation Mockingbird, we know that there's hundreds and hundreds of operatives that the CIA have appointed to the media outlets to make sure that the information you get is completely controlled. And you can go online and watch videos of this from the 60s and the 70s. And by the way, in their confusion, they blurted out the truth too, because the Bible tells us that what I tell you in the dark, you're going to preach it in the light. And also tell those that speak in the darkness, it's going to come to the light. Because the Lord's going to find someone that's going to be faithful to him to make sure that what they said in darkness is brought to the light. Now that's brought to the light. Oh, you also know about Anderson Cooper, don't you, America? You also know about Anderson Cooper, CNN's front man, right? He's a CIA operative. And everybody in their dog, cat, hamster, and parakeet knows about it. But yet, for some reason, he's normalized because you've been conditioned to think that he's just doing his job. No, he was privileged to be a part of one of the richest families in America, namely the Vanderbilts. And again, if you want to just keep your head stuck in the sand, you can go ahead and do that, because guess what, friends? Your freedoms are going away. You enjoy your football game, all those that don't have ears to hear and eyes to see. Because what you're laying on your children today is, folks, in many cases going to be irreversible unless you deal with it today. We'll be right back. Hour two coming up. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.